With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Welcome to Speak for Yourself, presented by Hyundai. Marcel Swally here with Emmanuel
Newton.
For the day, Emmanuel Newton will work. Oh, we are really going to talk about you, I guess, because we're going to get into some Cam news. Huge news in NFL this weekend, so let's get to it. Cam, you ready for this?
I am.
You got a problem.
Born ready.
Cam Newton, him, has finally found a new home, reportedly, signing a one-year deal with the New England Patriots. New England was coming into the season with Jared Stidham under center, but they just got upgraded with a former MVP who on paper makes him a whole lot more dangerous. We know the AFC is pretty stacked with Super Bowl champion Chiefs at the top of the list. So, Acho, I want to know, do you think Cam's Patriots are the real threat to the Chiefs?
Well, you know, I was going to take off my scarf after the open.
Please,
I was.
Please.
I genuinely was.
Por favor.
But I'm embodying my full Cam Newton.
Oh, my.
And so to answer your question, the Patriots with Cam are absolutely a threat to the Chiefs, but make no mistake about it, the Patriots were a threat to the Chiefs beforehand.
Woo.
I mean, let's think about, let's talk first, before we get into the hot take noise, let's talk facts.
Okay.
The Patriots defense was one of the best defenses we have ever seen in the last 10, 20 years. Top 10 in every statistical category.
Yeah.
Top 5 in every major statistical category. When you talk about defense, you talk about limiting points. That's what they do best. But now on the flip side, now you add in a game changer.
Changer.
Now you add in a playmaker.
Maker.
Don't get me excited, man. I'm already on my Cam vibe.
You gonna sweat on your scarf or something?
I might. I'm sweating as it is. So absolutely, Cam Newton, think about how hard he is to prepare for. The job of the quarterback is to get the ball into playmakers' hands. Let me reiterate. The job of the quarterback is to get the ball into playmakers' hands.
Urge.
Peyton Manning, he did that phenomenally well. Tom Brady, when he had playmakers, did that phenomenally well. Best quarterbacks, they don't actually make plays. They get the ball into the playmakers' hands. But a team like a Patriots, they are losing their playmakers. They have lost their playmakers. So if the job of the QB is to get the ball into the hands of the playmakers, what happens when the quarterback is the playmaker?
Woo, let's go.
And Cam Newton, because he is a playmaker, coupled with that Patriots defense, I do think they're a threat not only to the Ravens, not only to the Colts, but to the Chiefs as well.
Taste the soup. Taste the soup. Aha! Something's missing. And that missing is Tom Brady and the Tom Brady effect, which I will get into in detail. But first, I want you to understand one thing, Acho.
Please, please.
That when you talk about Cam Newton, you are not going to glow over Cam Newton more than me. But for the sake of this television production and this argument, I'm going to champion Tom Brady and the Tom Brady effect. The first mistake you made was you didn't start at the correct place with the proper premise. After playing each other in the AFC Championship game 2 years ago, who won that game?
Go ahead.
Okay,
sir.
Okay, the Patriots, right? Oh, Patriots, you're better than the Chiefs. Let's fast forward to last year. Did the Patriots play the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game? Oh, no, they didn't.
They did not, sir.
Did the Chiefs actually not only play in that game, but play in a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl?
They did.
So they progress while the Patriots regress. Let's continue with that, all right? Then they lose to a Tennessee team that couldn't compete against the same Chiefs team when they came out to Arrowhead. Let's continue with that. Now we have a guy who, by the name of Tom Brady, who everyone wants to talk about his birth certificate, but doesn't want to talk about his game playmaker. So let's talk about the Brady effect, not just the intangibles, which are off the chart. You don't get a better enforcer and leader on your roster than Tom Brady. But let's just talk about how he gets the most out of everyone else. As we look at this list right here, we got a Wes Welker. People forget that he was a San Diego Charger. Oops, Miami Dolphin forgot about it. And then comes to New England and voila, you never see a better version of Wes Welker. Randy Moss, who was the man in Minnesota, but less than the man when he went to the Oakland Raiders. We forget that in those three years there, averaged 8 touchdowns and 775 yards. Randy Moss, 700 yards. Comes to New England, doubles that. We're talking about 1,300-plus yards, 18 touchdowns average.
Mm-hmm.
I can keep going with lesser names. Amendola, Brandon Cooks, LaFell.
Julian Edelman, oh, the seventh round quarterback, he converts into a guy who he's won three rings with. So when you want to talk about a playmaker, let's talk about the deficit, the black hole that exists because there's no Tom Brady.
I hear you.
Drop the mic.
But before we get to some facts, because I'm going to show you something that's going to just disqualify everything you said, I have to first address one thing you tried to talk about. See, what you got to know about Marcel is he's smart. And if you're not paying attention, he'll just try to outwit you. You talked about the transitive property, right? Woo! If A is greater than B and B is greater than C, then A should be greater than C.
Eighth grade, right? I'm with you.
That's what you brought.
Yes.
But the transitive property, it doesn't apply to football. Because the Titans may be better than the Patriots, but that does not necessarily mean that the Chiefs were better than the Titans. Therefore, the Chiefs are better than the Patriots. But furthermore, talked about the Brady effect. But what about the Cam Newton effect, the Cam Newton healthy effect? Because if Cam Newton is healthy, which I want to show everybody, Cam Newton is a savage. Week 11, 2018, let's take a quick look at the tape. Oh. Cam Newton anticipating throws, clean pocket, between two defenders, throws it on time, throws it ahead, boom, just like that.
Yeah.
Completion, first down. But just 2 weeks later, week 13, 2018, a lesser healthy Cam Newton, clean pocket, tries to throw it between two defenders. He throws it behind the defenders, and now what would have been a completion again is now an interception. Four interception game, the most of Cam Newton's career in the last 2 years.
I say
that to say, Marcellus, if we see a healthy Cam Newton, which you saw there, week 11, 2018, the last time Cam Newton played his best game, a quality game. I had to go back and watch the tape last night.
Okay.
Then it's not going to be really any scare. There's not going to be a reason to worry. The Patriots will be able to contend with the Chiefs. Beat the Chiefs? I don't know. I'm not putting on the pads. I'm not making a guarantee. Mm. But can they contend? Absolutely.
Wow. You're single, living through a pandemic, and this is what you do on a Sunday night?
You watch tape.
Boy, this coronavirus killing you right now. All right, here's the thing. I love those points. You actually use some of the points I use in other arguments against me in this argument, so they don't hold water right now because...
So you're saying I'm smart?
You're very smart. Thank you, sir. You broke that one down. But here's the problem, brother. Let's talk about the offense of the Kansas City Chiefs, which we know is the best offense in the game, correct?
Of course.
Let's talk about the defense that most won't give a lot of credit to. Last year they improved, but how much did they improve? Because they weren't number one like the New England Patriots. But the last 7 weeks, they did only give up 11.5 points per game to the tune of why they were in the Super Bowl. What got them over the hump wasn't Patrick Mahomes, was the fact that they now had a defense that they could believe in and that could show up. Mm-hmm. And this is the second year with Spags, so now you get the entire offseason again where it becomes muscle memory. But let's talk a little history here because you're a smart cat.
A history lesson.
History lesson right here. The Pats have only had to go through a top offense, top four offense, twice in their 9 AFC championship appearances. You like to talk about Tom Brady and those rings. And that was the young Peyton Manning, 03, and that was a couple years ago with Patrick Mahomes in 2018 when they really won that game, but D Ford and all that stuff. Right, right.
That happened.
Okay. But do you know that Belichick beat up on the first time he saw Peyton Manning in the AFC championship game? He beat him and didn't beat him another time when he had that top four offense. And it's just a parallel to a young man who got beat, unfortunately, in that playoff game, and that's Patrick Mahomes. But what happened with Peyton Manning after that moment is the same thing that's going to happen with Patrick Mahomes after that moment, and it has happened. He's the new kryptonite for the Patriots. I don't care who you put under center right now. It's not so much about them. It's about who Patrick Mahomes is and the Chiefs. Well, we all know what Cam could do on the field, but taking a look at my partner right here, Cam Newton's also known for doing some pretty wild things at the podium. The post-game wardrobe that has raised a lot of eyebrows in recent years. Bill Belichick's Patriots are one of the more buttoned-up teams in the league, and Cam's fashion choices might clash with the Patriot way. Cam, do you think that you will change up your wardrobe this year as a Patriot?
You know, I gotta take it off, Marcel.
It's hot.
No, it's not hot.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing a disservice to Cam. I'm doing a disservice because I can't pull this off in the same nature in which Cam Newton can.
We saw that.
No, his wardrobe's not going to be a distraction. And I'm so tired of people saying, is Cam Newton's wardrobe a distraction?
Wow.
Distractions is not anything that Cam Newton has inherently been by himself. Here's what I mean by that.
Okay.
You got a guy in Jacksonville, Minshew magic. Shows up as tacky as ever. As tacky as ever. Chest hairs all out. Handlebar mustache. Mm. But if you Google Gardner Minshew outfits, which I did earlier today, what you get is old man swag. But when Cam Newton does it, all of a sudden, it's a distraction. Mm. Somebody please explain that to me.
I'm here.
The Patriots have had players who have actually done criminal activity and played and not missed a single game. Look on their roster last year, please. So don't talk to me about a guy wearing a suit, a guy wearing a scarf, a guy wearing a fedora, and try to equate that to being a distraction some way, somehow. Cam's not going to change his wardrobe. Mm. He doesn't need to change his wardrobe, because just because something may not be stylish or fashionable to you does not mean that it is not stylish or fashionable to another man. The last thing I will say on this point.
Oh, don't be last. Just keep going. Keep going.
Because I could talk on this route.
I could see.
Bill Belichick shows up in his cutoff hoodies as if that is stylish, and we don't clown him. Do you, Bill? Do you? And so I just don't get it. I don't understand it. He shouldn't change his wardrobe, and he won't.
Man. We're going to sit up here and do this. You know, when you're an adult, you have to accept responsibility. And with those responsibilities comes rules. And it's amazing that kids only accept their feelings. How I feel. How you going to tell me I'm a grown man? It doesn't matter how I look. It's how I play. Like I always tell you, and I'm going to keep telling you this. The only people who say that they're grown-ass men are people who aren't grown-ass men. If you can't take that into consideration when you're Cam Newton, there is a dress code, whatever that may be. We've been on teams, and there is a dress code. When you wear the T-shirt and the flip-flops all around the locker room, all at the practice facilities, what happens when we get on that plane? Coach said, button up. For whatever reason, for the perception, for the optics, just for the mentality shift, I don't know what it is, but they just say button up. So it's interesting right now, I sit here with you, Acho. We haven't even been here a full week.
We haven't.
And 3 months prior to you, for 3 consecutive months, I was chilling at the crib with a T-shirt on and shorts.
You look good. You look good.
In the backyard. But you know what I'm in right now?
Taylor suit.
Tailor-made. And guess what? No matter how you dress me up, it's still Marcellus. No matter how you dress Cam Newton up, it's still you. I'm getting tired of people putting their identity into their attire. Like, let the man be able to get into a situation where coach says, Here are the parameters. They're wide. Just stay within them. What's wrong with that?
Marcellus, the world has changed. The game has changed. The person has changed.
Oh.
Right? You have to remember, it's 2020. Twitter exists.
Okay.
Instagram exists.
Which
TikTok, for the kids, it exists. Mm. I don't use it. I'm not that savvy technologically. But I say that to say, it's not the days where, just wear your suit, just wear your team-issued sweats, because you have to remember, for Cam Newton, his style is an expression of himself.
Okay.
So to change his wardrobe, to change his style, would be to change Cam Newton. If it's not an issue on the field, I don't see how it's an issue. That's what you got to explain to me.
Okay, I will. First of all, don't be a hypocrite, because it's not an issue that if you showed up here in tank tops, you could still spit hot fire. But I haven't seen you yet in a tank top, and I wonder why. Huh? You gonna tell Cam to do something you ain't gonna do? Writing checks that you can't cash. Go ahead. Keep doing that. Everywhere we go in this world, once you become an adult, it comes with a rule and a regulation sheet list that you just gotta respect. And it's not to step on you and your identity and your character. That's where kids go. Oh my God, I don't have my outfit laid out on my living room sofa before the first day of school. I'm not gonna have a great day of school. It don't matter how you show up. Study, be social, have some fun, and take your butt home. So Cam Newton is in a situation where what should matter most, the only focus should be on that field of play. Let me get it to you in this story, and it's a funny story.
Please.
It humbled me, brother. I'm retired. I'm at the club, some club off La Cienega. I'm the man in my eyes, at least, and a couple other ladies. All right, I'm the man. So I had a Rolls Royce doing 2 months. $300,000-$400,000 car, doing too much because I didn't want to do all the work. I just wanted the Rolls Royce to speak for itself, right? And it did. And there was this youngster. I don't know his name. I wish I did. He played for Tennessee is all I remember. He was in town. He comes up to the table. What's up, Wiley? All right, respect, okay. I'm going to holler at you after the club, see what's up. All right. After the club, I'm sitting at prime spot valet.
Rolls Royce there. I'm going with a friend and a friend. I'm good. Youngster shows up to me. He's like, Wally, hit me, man. We about to go down the street, get something to eat. His three friends, he already outnumbered me, were amazing. But beyond that, guess what they do? They jump in a taxi cab from the club before Uber. I don't know. You're not an LA guy. That's taboo, brother. We don't do that. My point, he hit me in the heart. Why do I care how it looks? Why do I care about the optics and cosmetics and what everyone thinks of me? It's about me and what I do. So Cam Newton needs to realize you ain't got to do all that scarf and all that stuff to still be the MVP Cam Newton on the field. That's how it translates. Mm.
See, that's the difference. I feel like that's the difference between the old school and the new school.
Oh, we going there.
Can I go there?
I'm 16 years older. I get it.
This is the difference between the old school and the new school. Both schools, both phenomenally educated, but just different types of schools, different types of fashions, different types of fabrics. Mm-hmm. I think that everybody just got to understand that this is who Cam is. You're not going to tell Cam to change his name. You're not going to tell him to change his last name. No. You're not going to tell him stop typing in Wingdings font on Instagram. Okay, you're not going to tell him that because it's a part of who Cam is. It's not as if the wardrobe, the eccentric style, the fashion, he ain't doing that as a front. I saw Cam this offseason at the Super Bowl, actually. Right. He was speaking at an event for Uninterrupted. Same thing. It wasn't a ton of cameras there. It was a private event. But that's just who Cam is. So to change Cam's style is to change Cam's DNA. That's all I want people to understand.
And all I want people to understand is tomorrow is Tank Top Tuesdays, right? You coming up in the tank top?
Just let me know. I'm going to get my push-up done beforehand. Just let me know.
All right. The hypocrite may show up in the tank top. We'll see how that plays out. Coming up, looks like some teams are testing the waters on bringing in Colin Kaepernick. We'll tell you if the quarterback has a real shot to get back in the league. But speak for yourself. Presented by Hyundai.
Sleep Number. A healthy lifestyle should be easy, right? Eat veggies, drink green smoothies, exercise to get your heart rate up. Do yoga to bring your heart rate down. Whew, maybe not so easy. But there is something that helps improve everything, and you can do it with your eyes closed. It's sleep. Sleep Number knows what it takes to sleep your best. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed lets you choose your ideal firmness, comfort, and support on each side, your Sleep Number setting. It's the perfect solution for couples. These beds are so smart. They respond to your every move and automatically adjust to keep you sleeping comfortably all night. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the lowest prices of the season sale, save $400 on a Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed. Now only $12.99. You only find Sleep Number at Sleep Number stores or by visiting www.sleepnumber.com/sleep.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to Speak for Yourself, presented by Hyundai. But let's move to Colin Kaepernick, whose dream of an NFL comeback might be getting closer to reality. Reportedly, multiple teams have been reaching out to Cap's friends and associates and are planning to reach out to his agent if they become confident they'll be able to work out a contract. We're joined now by my guy, Big Bro, NFL analyst LeVar Arrington. But I'll start with you, Marcellus. Mm-hmm. Will Colin Kaepernick be on a team this season?
If the owners have their way, absolutely. Now, that's also something that Colin Kaepernick has to be responsible about, him, his camp, his team, and make sure that this situation doesn't self-destruct, sabotage, whatever you want to call the issues and incidents that have happened before with the tweets and the workout changes, all that kind of stuff. Colin has to own some of that responsibility as well to make sure this is a smooth transaction. But I think that he is going to be on the team this year, and I'll tell you why. If you really look at how this all began, let's go back to 2016, the protests and the systemic racism and all the issues that he was protesting for, what it actually did was make a big play, a strong play on white guilt. And I want to talk about how that played into why Colin actually didn't get another opportunity, more so than blackballing. The white guilt element, once he pulled on those heartstrings and everyone's like, I'm not a racist, Jed York immediately gets $1 million. Doesn't even fully know the cause because Colin hasn't fully articulated the cause just yet, but he gave him $1 million only with the hitch of, can you meet with all the police chiefs, which didn't occur. You fast forward, you have owners out there towing the company line, not knowing what to say. And that situation was moralized. It was actually morale was brought into an economic situation of business where people were like, I don't know what to do. So you got Jerry Jones, of all people, out there kneeling, probably not knowing exactly why he's kneeling, but doing it because he's got to toe that company line. Fast forward, then it gets politicized. It goes from being moralized to politicized. All of a sudden, the president and politicians jump in. It's about the flag. It's about the country. And now you're stuck. And now that also gave cover to a lot of owners to say, hey, I don't know what to do, so I won't do anything. Because this went from being a moral issue where I don't want to be seen as a racist to a political issue where I don't want to be seen as anti-American. Now we're in the place where if you ever check your bank statements, there's a line item that says realized. Moralized, politicized, realized gains. This guy is bankable. Nike knows that. He's bankable. He can actually galvanize the green, not only in money, but on the football field. He has enough talent left, enough toothpaste in the tube to figure out, is Colin Kaepernick worth the risk? And because he's worth the incentive, the money, they're going to roll the dice and try and see if he can make it happen.
You know, you guys are both very, very, very intelligent young men. I mean, I tell you, super smart. And I love these conversations. So let me say this, Marcellus, trying to keep it as simple as I possibly can. It's for every single thing that you just had to say to justify why Kaepernick may get an opportunity is the reason why I'm going to continue to stay on the side of I do not think he will end up on a team's roster. It's too much to discuss. Listen at what you just tried to unpack in this conversation.
You ain't lying.
If you're trying to do that right now, imagine for a moment of goodwill, we want to do right by somebody who stood up for something that turned out to be legit to people who did not see it that way back in 2016. All right. Whether and I have taken the side all along that I do not believe that his skill level will be high enough to get on a roster and stay on a roster. But besides all of that, we don't even have to get into what he is as a player. Just the person, as good as it may sound, as good as it may feel for an owner to be able to bring Kaepernick in and kill some of that self-guilt or any type of accountability as to what's happening to him or even in our country. This is the reason why it will not play out correctly, is because there will not be a fair opportunity for Kaepernick, one, to come in and be a football player. It will not happen. For two, the organization will not be able to treat Colin Kaepernick as a football player. Well, wait, let me think about something here. Is it the business that we're talking about right now?
Yeah.
Football?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
It's not going to work because it will create too many type of conversations that there's too many lanes that you cannot control if you have him in your building. And with that, I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Young Macho Acho.
L.A., the man himself. I'm gonna agree with you, big bro. But I'm gonna say this, gentlemen. It's not about Colin Kaepernick's ability. Do I believe that he is better than just about every backup quarterback in the NFL? I will go out on that leap of faith just based off what I saw in Colin Kaepernick's career. Now, with that being said, let me use an analogy that I'm sure several viewers will be able to relate to. Right now, the San Francisco 49ers, they are the face that is being vilified as the reason why Colin Kaepernick is out of the NFL. Mm. They were the last team that he played for. Everybody notoriously knows it's the Niners. If you were to sign Colin Kaepernick and then cut him because of his lack of ability or distractions, you now become the bad guy. Mm-hmm. Think about this for a second. If you got a close friend of the opposite sex, y'all been rocking together for years, y'all know the families, everything's good. If you proceed to date them
and then break up, now you the bad guy. Mm. You better off just staying friends in the first place. In the same breath, Colin Kaepernick, if you sign him and then y'all break up, figuratively speaking, you now become the team that kept Colin Kaepernick out of the league. You go down in the worst side of history as the organization, the owner, the general manager, the head coach who have intentionally and single-handedly colluded to keep Cap out of the league. For that reason, regardless of skill, regardless of ability, Colin Kaepernick won't get a job because I think every owner and I think management are too worried about optics.
Here's the problem with that. We live in a capitalist country.
That we do.
Yes. We must capitalize on all opportunities, no matter how they look. If you want to go through all of the indiscretions that have been monetized and capitalized in this country, you would never see the end of that. And it's funny, Chris Rock had a joke about, he said, people always talk about the bad side of crack, like using crack, the negative side to the crack. Let's talk about the positive side to the crack. You guys are some downers. Y'all only talking about how bad it could turn out for Colin Kaepernick. Let's talk about how good it could turn out for Colin Kaepernick in the NFL.
Crack is good.
Hey, you can't get a TV cheaper than anywhere than in that alley with that crack. Here's the thing. If it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make
it don't
sense.
Make sense. It don't
but
make
Kaepernick
sense.
Makes dollars, so he makes sense. Think about it. This guy is unemployed with a Nike endorsement deal. Name some other NFL players like that in that position. This guy is bigger than the sport. Someone is going to take the risk. Someone is going to say, bring him into the fold. And we're going to look like the good guy. Why? Because before we talk about how bad it turns out, let's just talk about how good I look for giving him a chance. Like, I am the daring one. I'm the courageous one. Of 32 owners, I'm the one that stepped in front and said, I'll take the hits that come from this because this is just not right. That's what I think you have to take into consideration in an equation when you're talking about his employment.
All right, so here's both sides of it, right?
Thanks.
That girlfriend, that girl that wasn't your girlfriend, that was your friend that you was real tight with, everybody knew y'all was rocking like that, but you couldn't be a girlfriend because basically everybody knew that she got crazy once you got with her, okay? So that's why you kept it cool, all right? To your point, Marcel, is sitting there talking about you become the good guy. I'm the good guy that took her and made her my girlfriend.
Yeah.
You become the guy that did the right thing, this, that,
right.
and other.
That's right.
And then you found out that it was a thin line between love and hate up in that relationship, and you was in something that you was like, whoa.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. She looked good from the outside. She been my homie all this time, and we've been cool since homies, but for some reason, when it became official, things got real, and it got way too real. Like, you so real. And I'm telling you right now,
oh, man.
That organization is that homie that's flirting with the girl that ain't had no man but had this cool dude that was his dude, which is Colin Kaepernick. And once you jump up into that relationship, you're going to realize that you got mud higher than you would be comfortable having on your body.
Way to clean that up.
My dog.
I'm going to do this, Marcellus. I'm going to do this because I heard everything you said. I digested everything you said,
okay.
And I have this thought. It's very simple. If you're an owner and you think that Colin Kaepernick can help benefit your franchise, you also have to imagine this, that your starting quarterback gets hurt. No owner, no general manager, no head coach is going to sit here and be like, okay, well, let's sign Colin Kaepernick because best case scenario, he becomes our starter after our starter gets hurt. Why don't we just shore up things to ensure that our starter doesn't get hurt rather than signing Cap and hoping that if all else goes right, our starter gets hurt. That's just not a situation that owners and management want to be in. Coming up,
hear that.
Cam Newton. He loves to express himself, but his new coach likes to keep his players a little quiet. We'll tell you if Cam and Belichick can coexist. Next, Speak for Yourself, presented by Hyundai.
Welcome back to Speak for Yourself, presented by Hyundai. Let's return to Cam Newton, who finally found himself a new team in the New England Patriots. Cam's got a big personality and wears his emotions on his sleeve, but he's about to join forces with Bill Belichick, who has ruled the Patriots with an iron fist for 20 years. LeVar Arrington is back with us. Acho, start with you, big dog. You think Cam and Belichick can coexist? Gentlemen, it is it's my first week on the show, so y'all don't know a ton about me just yet. Okay. But I'm a pastor's kid, right? I grew up in the church. You can kind of tell by the way I fit these suits.
Wow.
But with that being said, what I've learned about life is when you start working out, when you start lifting weights to gospel music, okay, you in a different kind of place.
Mm-hmm.
And when Cam started doing tricep pushdowns and curls to gospel music, I said, you know what?
Oh.
My. Hey. I said, he's a different man, ladies and gentlemen. So can Cam and Belichick coexist? Absolutely, because I've never seen this Cam before. Okay, dude got boulders on his shoulders for traps.
Yeah.
Okay, dude got his hair twisted because he don't even care about his aesthetics. Mm. And dude is just in the joint jamming gospel music while doing triceps.
Wow.
That's not the sign, Marcellus. That's not the sign, LaVar, of somebody who hasn't yet opened his eyes. Mm. Hasn't opened his eyes and realized, you know what? I'm a changed man. I can coexist with whoever, whenever, however. Cam and Belichick will absolutely and positively coexist. You just cast the spirit.
Boy over here testify.
Like you said, preacher son, Cam was on the island and Bill came and he raised him up. He saved Gilligan from the island, right? All right, so here's the thing here. Can they coexist? Of course they can coexist, right? I mean, think about it.
Oh,
they
man.
Already are coexisting.
Oh, man.
Why? Because Cam Newton said that these were his criteria for signing to a team, right? Mm. We all knew he wanted to be a starter. We all knew he wanted to be compensated fairly and in market value range. Yet and still, we get a deal done for a one-year incentive-laden contract for Cam Newton. Cam and Belichick already have shown to one another they can coexist, they will coexist. Now the question is, what will come from this coexisting together, Marcellus?
Yeah, for me, it's pretty obvious. Look, Bill Belichick saw Cam's resume close and personally right in front of his eyes two times when he played against Cam Newton, where Cam Newton went out there and averaged 128 in quarterback rating and 15 rushes for 106 yards. I think I can exist with that guy if the situation was right. And the situation is right now. Please, everyone, tighten your lens and just look at these names I'm about to read off in the lens of personalities and tell me if Cam Newton
Don't
fits
do it,
somewhere
Marcellus.
In the parameters
Don't do
it. Of these
guys. I know
where
you're going, Marcellus.
Rob Gronkowski built the brand off of acting a donkey and still balling. Rodney Harrison, my dog. Ooh, you cannot tell Rodney what to do unless it's something that Rodney wants to do. Willie McGinnis, you know who he is, the ambassador everywhere he goes. And then we get into some other guys. Aaron Hernandez, or whatever you want to say. Dante Stallworth, my dog. Respect to him. But Ty Law, my man. But Ty Law also goes to the beat of his drum as well. They all fit with Bill Belichick. They all found a way to be great under Bill Belichick. And even, Albert Haysworth was a Patriot.
Wow.
Didn't go as well, but he was on the roster. My point is...
Ocho Cinco,
yeah, that really didn't go well. But... Bill Belichick will send the invitation to the situation.
He will.
And he wants to see if you're going to produce for him, because that's how the pecking order works with the Patriots. The Patriot way is performance-based only. If Cam is healthy, he's an MVP candidate. He's healthy right now. Let's see if it works in the system.
Asking this question inherently, it implies that Cam Newton might be a problem. On my way into work today, I had to call my homeboy, shared the backfield with Cam Newton for 5 years. And I said, hey, bro, I said, is Cam Newton a bad guy? He said, no, people just think he is because he's outgoing and he's a quarterback who dances and does the Superman on his chest after he scores and after he makes a big play. Let's rewrite the narrative, ladies and gentlemen. Cam Newton has never been a problem. We made him seem like a problem because of his wardrobe. We made him seem like a problem because he hit them folks after he scored.
Yeah.
But Cam Newton...
I don't know if he ever dabbed, Marcellus.
He didn't dab.
I thought they did. I thought the kids dabbed.
He did.
He did dab. Don't do me like
that. Okay, he dabbed twice.
But that's besides the point.
They put it on repeat, though. I saw it a lot.
That's besides the point. Cam's not a bad guy. The only time anybody ever called Cam a bad guy was that one woman who was a Titans fan who penned Cam a letter because he danced in the end zone.
I remember that.
Okay, Cam is a guy who charity during Christmas, charity during Thanksgiving. Anytime he can give, he gives. Anytime he can score on the field, he scores. So, Cam, there's no reason to think, insinuate, imply, or believe that him and Bill Belichick may have issues. Woo. He's just not that guy. Mm.
I just think Cam is very independent, and the only way I could see something possibly developing is that they're both fierce competitors, both want to win. Cam has a lot to prove, and it's more than just to Bill Belichick. It could turn into an issue, but I think both are mature. I think that it'll work out fine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the same offseason, you get rid of an MVP and you get an MVP. It's never happened in NFL history. And that's what Bill Belichick understands. He's like, I got something special right here. You're a former MVP. I'm the GOAT coach. And we're two of America's most wanted right now because people are counting both of us out in terms of what level of greatness we can still achieve. I don't have Brady. All of a sudden, they're trying to snipe me. Hey, man, you've been hurt for the last 2 years. Cam, they trying to snipe you. Let's bring this in together and ball on three.
Marcellus, real quick.
Go, get this.
But before you get to this commercial break, before you get to this season, I just have to dab because, I mean, I can't have you and LeVar out here dabbing and me not being able to dab, okay?
You can't let the old man dab.
Grown folks can't just be on camera dabbing and I'm sitting here in my stoop all stuffy and whatnot.
Oh, such a corny dance. Even from day one, I knew that wasn't going to last. I'm so glad y'all ain't dabbing no more. But look at the team, not only in personality, but on the field. Talking about a three-headed rushing attack, they're probably going to lean more into what a Greg Roman system looks like because you got a Cam Newton there. You got the support, as Acho says, the number one defense in the land on top of a tremendous special teams unit year in, year out. A locker room full of leaders, so it's not all on Cam, which has always been on Cam, and you got the GOAT coach. To me, that sounds like the very definition of coexistence. Coming up, the NBA got everyone excited with their relaunch schedule, but are they actually about to make a huge mistake? Find out next. Speak for yourself, presented by Hyundai.
Welcome back. Let's move now to the Lakers, who had an interesting weekend. Aside from reports that they're nearing a deal to bring in that new J.R. Smith, it was also announced that LeBron and company will be taking on another title hopeful, the crosstown rival Clippers. On opening night of the NBA's relaunch on July 30th, we're joined now by my guy, Slick Rick Uecker, NBA analyst. But Marcellus, I'm going to start with you, big
Please
bro.
Please do.
Was it smart for the NBA to schedule a Lakers-Clippers matchup on opening night?
Of course it was. Who could push back against this? Like, what y'all wanted? Lakers versus the Magic or something? Oh, Slick Rick had to raise his hand. I mean, first of all, there's no better matchup in the NBA than the sizzle and substance matchup, which is the Lakers-Clippers. Be real about it. Soon as the season started, people were like, is there any way we could restructure this to get those two teams in the finals, not just the Western Conference Finals? Because no other matchup in your imagination can hold true. Lakers versus Celtics. Ah, Lakers versus Milwaukee. Ah, Clippers versus Celtics. Ah, it's Lakers-Clippers. So I love the fact the NBA said sizzle and substance from day one.
My marketing guy says, you are absolutely right. This is the move. This is how they started the season. They knew what they were doing. We knew how they went at them. My medical staff, not so happy with this idea because you're going to have basically a month to get ready. And I was at that Lakers-Clippers game to start the season. They went at it like a playoff game. I would expect this same approach. So you have one of two choices. You're either going to disappoint your fans by saying, you know what, LeBron, AD, we're only going to play you 20, 25 minutes. We're going to take this as an exhibition. Same thing with the Clippers. Or you're going to let these guys go at it. And the fact, look, I can't underscore this enough. We're talking about starting off another regular season with a month of preparation instead of a summer of preparation, a month of training camp, and then we go into that first game. It's totally different. And the risk here is that you're going to have one of these key teams lose somebody as a result of injury the first night out and going to be compromised going forward. Or it's just going to be a glorified exhibition and the fans are going to be disappointed because they're not going to get what they got Lakers Clippers to start the season. It's one or the other as a result of this.
Gentlemen, yes. I do not know a lot. I don't. I act like I do, but I don't. But I know two things. I know about kinesiology and I know about psychology because I studied them both. Mm. So Slick Rick. But Slick Rick, I totally agree with you. This is why. Last week, Pat Beverly, we talked about him on this show. Why? Because while the Lakers player, while they were talking about, well, let's worry about health, let's worry about this, while Jared Dudley was talking about so many different things, what Pat Bev say, Marcellus? He said, what? Check ball. He don't want to hear all that nonsense.
Buster.
That's what he said. He didn't say Buster, okay? That's a lot more intimidating.
A lot more intimidating
come out of Marcellus, okay? But here's my point. My point being, athletes are athletes. They will compete on the cement, on the grass, on the gridiron. It does not matter. They will compete against their best interest bodily-wise and physically at times. So if you put up two teams that notoriously hate each other, two teams that are supposed to compete in the Western Conference Finals day one after about 3.5 months off, that's just not wise. Yes, I'm with you, Slick Rick. The marketing guy, great decision for them. Will the game rate well? Absolutely. But from a league that has already said we're going to try to ease into things, you can't expect to put Pat Bev on the court with LeBron James, to put Kawhi on the court with LeBron James, and think that it's not going to go from 0 to 100 real quick, to quote the great philosopher Drake.
Well, let's keep it in the rap game since we quote things. Scared money don't make no money. And guess what? Y'all want to play professional sports scared? Y'all in the wrong business right here. Look, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. All these cats talk about, can we ease ourselves into the season? Hey, bro, we helicopters. We ain't airplanes. We don't need a runway. Soon as it starts, boom, straight up top. Let's go. And that's what the NBA is banking on. You have to. Slick Rick, you're in the Bay Area. You're my dog. I know you get this reference. I'm going to have to talk to this young whippersnapper on this set, this youngster who was born in 1990. But 2 years before he came out all wet behind the ears and didn't know what was up, there was an artist by the name of MC Hammer who dropped his first album. And for everybody out there who don't love MC Hammer, start in the beginning again. I'm going to take you there. And you need to get your love for Hammer up. One of my favorite artists all time. My mama's favorite artist. We would just dance to Hammer. But he started his album out of this amazing career. His first album was a little intro that was called Turn This Mother Out. And everyone thought that that was a great song. No, no, no. That was just the intro. You know what the first song was? Let's get it started. That's how it started. And MC Hammer went ballistic from that point on. If you playing basketball, your intro is right now. You at home. You ain't in the bubble. But as soon as you step on that court, Lakers, Clippers, let's get it.
Do we have insurance on this desk? Because I swear, Marcellus, sorry, Slick Rick. I'm just making sure we got insurance on this desk. I'm looking out for the bosses. What? But Slick Rick, talk to me.
What?
First of all, I'm about ready to break out my parachute pants.
Man.
You got me going with the MC Hammer reference. Look, this is exactly it. You're right, Marcellus. You can't contain these guys. Once they get out there, they're going to want to go. But the problem is they haven't had the runway. They haven't had the normal runway. This isn't even like 4 months off. This is 4 months off not having the opportunity of playing any 5-on-5 whatsoever. So physically, they're just not ready to go from 0 to 60 at this point. They were able to do that at the beginning of the year, and there weren't any repercussions. This is a completely different place.
Do you go slower? Do you play less if you play Orlando? Like, what are you talking about?
Here's the fear. Here's the fear is that you come in and you go 0 to 60 in that first game. You're going to go harder than you've gone for the last five months, literally. You're going to go harder and faster. If there's an injury as a result, and God forbid that it's one of the key guys, but if it's any guy, now the asterisk question of This team's compromised. This isn't the same. The whole idea is you not only have a return to play, but that you crown a legitimate champion. And if they lose somebody right out of the gate, then that's going to change the way our perspective on this entire return. And I just don't think that's what the NBA wants. And that's what they're risking by having these two teams play each other right out of the gate.
This isn't like the video games. I don't play them anymore, but I used to. And when I would play the video games and I would go into the dynasty setting, gentlemen, I would go and make sure I would go to injuries. And injuries, I would make sure I turned them all the way off because I didn't want to lose one of my star players when I was locked up into dynasty mode playing a game. You don't have the luxury to do that in real games in the real NBA, which is about to kick off. Just not a good idea for health reasons. Great idea if you say in check ball. Great idea if you want to do ratings. But if you want to look out for the health of the players, just not smart.
That's not it.
Coming up, are Cam Newton's Patriots a real threat to Patrick Mahomes and the Super Bowl champion Chiefs? Our resident Chiefs fan, Uncle Jimmy, he about to weigh in. Next, speak for yourself.
Welcome back. Let's return to Cam Newton, who after a long offseason is reportedly joining the Patriots, who could shake things up in the AFC and make things a little more challenging for the Super Bowl champion Chiefs. Joined now by Uncle Jimmy, Chiefs fan he is. Do you think Cam's Patriots a real threat to the beloved Chiefs? What you got, Unc? Oh, God.
Hell no.
Wait a minute. Hey, Unc, where you at?
Uncle Jimmy, you and Marcellus in the backyard?
Dog. Dog. Hey, bro.
What?
Hey,
what?
This Compton coming out. You better slow down. What?
What, man?
What you doing?
Hey, man. Look here, man. Hey, Cam Newton's just, look here. What I tell y'all, man? Cam Newton's that dude. Okay?
I ain't trying to hear you, dog. You in my crib.
That dude just been locked up. Hey. Now he done got out. He's all swollen up, hair all over his head.
Hey, Uncle Jimmy,
that's my house.
Don't eat something out of Marcellus' fridge while you in his backyard.
Hey, that's my wife. What? Those my kids.
It ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
Hey, that's my family, homie.
Yeah.
I'm on my way, homie.